Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome once again to Lion of Judah Online. Today's subject is a new subject and it's called Your Identity in Christ Jesus. This is part one from an eight-part series and the topic today is When You Became a Christian, What Happened? In this subject today, we're talking about your new identity in Christ Jesus. We're talking about what actually happened when you became born again or you gave your life to Jesus and you became saved. To start to understand this, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10 to 13. And it reads from verse 10, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk therein. Therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made by flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. In these scriptures, I want you to see something very clearly here. It's talking about a person who was not born again and then became born again through Christ Jesus. It says, at that time you were without Christ, and you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, or you were aliens from the family of God, and you were strangers from the covenant of promise. That means you were strangers from the word of God, and because of that, you had no hope, and you are without God in the world. But verse 13 says, Now that you're in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, and you are no longer aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. You are now part of the family of God, and you are no longer strangers from the covenant of promise or the word of God, and you now have hope, and you are with God in the world and in your situations. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, you were born of God and recreated in Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit. That means your heart or your spirit man was recreated from sin to righteousness. Therefore, you had right standing before God. In the natural realm, you were born of your mother, but in the spiritual realm, you were born of God or recreated. A change took place in your spirit man or your heart. You received the new birth by the recreative power of God. The new birth is also another terminology used for being born again. We turn now to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and it reads, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you became born again, the Holy Spirit was hovering over you, ready to perform God's word when you spoke that prayer of salvation and when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord. The same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, did the same thing as he waited for God in the book of Genesis in the very beginning, where God spoke and then the Holy Spirit created. The old man, your unregenerated spirit man, the sin nature man, was replaced by a new man. You went from spiritual death, which is separation from the life of God, to spiritual life in God, or you were connected to the Zoe life of God. Your old sin nature died, and so did the power of sin over you. God forgave you of your entire past. He not only forgave you, he forgot your sins. The old desires of the flesh, the old nature, passed away. New desires came from God and the things of God. The new desires of God came into our spirit man or to our heart, and it gave us a desire to walk in the Spirit or to walk in the spiritual things of God. When we go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 21, we can quite clearly see what walking in the Spirit is all about. Walking in the Spirit is basically walking in the things of God, walking in the ways of God, and walking in the Word of God together with the Holy Spirit. Reading now from verse 16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, and you shall not fulfill or do the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit against the flesh, for these are contrary or opposite to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, which is sex before marriage, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I have told you beforehand, just as I told you in the past, that those who practice these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Because you were born again, you have become a new species of being that never existed before. You are a born-again believer. Your spirit man has been recreated. You no longer desire to do the things of the past. Those things are dead. Your desire now is to do the things of God. And this is very exciting in a Christian's life. What happened when you became a Christian? You were born again. Your spirit man was converted to the things of God. Your desire of your heart now is to search out the things of God and to do the things of God. But I must also warn you, in the very beginning, your spirit man is recreated by God 100%. But your mind, which is your or soul, your mind, will, and your emotions, particularly your mind, must be renewed by the word of God. So in the very beginning, you'll find that you have a desire to do the things of God, but you've got opposition at that point in time. And the opposition is your soul and your body. They have been trained to go a certain way in life from the day you were born onto this earth. So the retraining is a whole new procedure. God wants you to renew your mind to the way he thinks through the word of God. And the word of God says that our mind is renewed by the washing of the water of the word, or our mind is renewed by the word of God. God wants your spirit man to be on the throne of your life. The godly order for a Christian is spirit, soul, and body. It is important to have your mind renewed by the word of God so that when you come to making decisions, your decisions are not based on emotions and feelings, they're based on the word of God. This is what a born-again believer should do. To walk in the spirit is to have everything based on the word of God, and your decisions must be on the word of God. And your spirit man must be in authority over the other parts of your life. That is, must be in authority over your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, and must be over authority of your body, not led by the flesh. I hope you've enjoyed this topic today as we've gone through it. The next topic coming up is topic number 2, and it's called In Christ, the Understanding and the Reality. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.